to, you know, Sam Irvin, right, to legislate. But we may just have to go with the constitutional amendment and the final analysis might be to do it, but I'm convinced, based on what I can see, that it's a real sleeper as far as I'm concerned. Well, we've got, it's not a bad issue for us now, because we've got Teddy on the other side, we've got Muskie on the other side, and Jackson even. Well, understand how it's going to deal. Now, of course, you did mention at the last of our conversation yesterday that it might be even part of the total package of the other thing. You mean to do that the way you're considered a bus issue itself to be two engines. And handling it that way, I think. Parochial school, if it's handled as part of a larger education, I think is the way to get by with Billy Graham from students. Yeah, right. Is it good? The other point that occurred to me, John, which I think is, you know, we talk about lobbies, and older Warren once told me many years ago, and I was pretty much seeing as a productive elected or elected senator, is it the strongest lobby in we get this IE meeting the teachers and these other people around there. If we go for this, that really ought to get them, ring a bell of them, shouldn't it? Mm-hmm. And so we could really be one of the few times when we thought, of course, we'd get something even supporting them. Revenue sharing helped us with a certain kind of people, but it didn't really help with. It helped with basically special interest people, mayors, nurses, whatever. But I was thinking that the education thing would be a very great. Okay.